Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our friend Mark Spears is going to be joining us right here and right now, and a little in the next segment too. We don't want to waste any time to say hello to you, man. Thank you so much for stopping on by. It's great to see you for the first time in a couple years, man. How are you?
I miss every one of you, even Ray.
Very
which
nice.
Is saying a lot, you know?
Yeah, man. You're better looking now.
As opposed to what?
I can tell you he got a haircut for today's show.
Looks
so
like
that's
it.
Probably
new,
it.
The sweater's not new.
Wait a minute. Because if you want to go there, we'll go there. We won't talk about the NBA at all.
We could have fun for like 2 hours.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Very creative people. Yeah. We'd have a good time. Oh, but let's talk draft, yeah.
Let's talk draft. First of all, good to see you again. And here we are again. Another draft for the Warriors, another lottery pick for a team that was in five straight NBA finals and then a lost year in the woods, a lottery pick last year, two this year.
I like that, lost year in the woods.
It's really where they went. And, yeah. You know, it's rare that a team that just had that much success gets to double dip in the lottery, triple dip in this case.
The security lady asked me if I kept my credential from last season. I'm like, no, give me a name tag.
Yeah, no. No one did. Yeah, we burned everything from last year. Just burn it all ritually if you have to. As you look at this, as you're looking at the Warriors, what they need, who they are, what they want to accomplish at seven, yeah. Is there a name that's a blinking name in neon in your mind?
I'm keeping an eye on Kuminga. There's always a guy that falls that you don't expect him to fall. And I think I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up being there for the Warriors. I do like the fact that in a guy like Giddey, who I'm not going to lie, I don't know much about, but there's size there. And I think this team is too small.
Yeah, I think they need size. I think they need rebounding.
Yeah.
And I think they need someone who can shoot it a little bit too, which is why –
I like Kuminga, that's why.
Well, but I like Kuminga's raw talent, but he's no shooter at all. I mean, Kuminga is either – I said this earlier. Kuminga is either – 4 years from now in the All-Star game or in Greece.
Okay.
Like, that's the spectrum
on him.
Well,
then that's on your coaching, on your staff. If he's in Greece, then that's your fault if he has that kind of potential, right?
I would guess so.
Yeah.
I would guess so.
I mean, but I take my chances with that.
Knowing.
Because I think the guy.
Okay, so if it's Kuminga at seven, it is Kuminga at seven, do they have a different philosophy of what they're looking for at 14, where the top ceiling is no longer the goal? We need a Chris Duarte who can give us 12 minutes right now.
Yeah. Well, Bob said they got 17 guys that they're looking at, right?
Yep. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. I think you just see who's left. This is every year these executives, and Ray, back me on this, please. This is a terrible draft. Every year they tell us how bad this draft is. Oh, it's only got five players. Every single year.
Yeah.
This is a good draft. There's some good talent here, and I think throughout the first round. So at some point, I think Warriors fans, they don't want to hear this, but I think the reason why the Spurs were able to stay relevant for so long is they kept passing the torch. There was David Robinson, who passed the torch to Duncan, passed the torch to Ginobili and Parker, who passed the torch to Kawhi, and then they dropped the torch.
Right, it eventually
fell. But, you know, I get the win now thing, but then when, like, I just came back from the finals and I just saw the Suns there, so nothing's guaranteed, man. Just, like, but I don't know if you just want to take a hard drop. Like, I'm still a fan of Wiseman, And I don't understand why everybody's so hard on him, especially under his circumstances.
Because the world's impatient.
Yeah, and I think this is a good draft. I do like Simmons. I don't like what them asking for the sky, and I'm going to I'm keeping my eye on that. He wants out. He doesn't want to go back there. So until that pick is taken at 7, I'm still keeping my eye on Philadelphia. I know I'm all over the place, but
well, good answer. Good answer. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, let's walk through the Philadelphia thing then before we walk through the Oklahoma City thing, which will determine what the Warriors do. If he wants out, but the Sixers are demanding 19 draft choices and your two best available players.
Car.
Yeah, and you know, maybe half a bridge.
Yeah.
What's the play here? Are they trying to make it so that Simmons feels more loved in Philadelphia? Or is Daryl Morey crazy again?
I think the latter.
Okay.
But what it tells me is I'm not going to trade him before the draft unless it's just too good to be true. He has time. Like, the first game is when? It's what, no, October 18th or something like that?
It's like in 3 weeks, let's be honest.
So I don't
it's yesterday.
To me, when you're moving somebody like that, it has to be the right thing. And so I don't know if they're pressed to do it today. And I think that's why he's asking for the sky.
Okay, now Oklahoma City, since they're going to be determining a lot of what the Warriors get
and
to do.
Everybody, what and I've heard everybody is says nobody has no clue what they're doing.
Is that in fact true? Or is this just a tightly kept secret that a few people outside of Oklahoma City know?
Because I think they might want to move it. So that's probably why we don't know. Like, okay. I think they're probably fielding offers still.
Offers everywhere. Let me make everyone this offer. You're going to want to stick around because we're coming on back much more from Mark Spears, who just got here, has tapped into the NBA as anyone can be. And, oh, by the way, good call on the Russ to L.A. thing that we will get into.
Can I call my friends out?
Dude, I'm going to tell you right now, when I saw you tweet that about 3 weeks ago, I thought, nope. This is why he's here. This is why we bring him in to be the expert on this show. We get cursed out about everything these days. Yeah. We're not going to curse at you.
I sent him that emoji with the arms up.
Oh, there you go.
The Michael Jordan
this
thing.
One?
Like, what?
I'm disappointed
no
I wasn't one of them. I really wanted to be one of the
you
people.
You talk bad about me, too?
Put the emoji
I'd like
in your
to.
Face. Okay. We'll talk bad about you with you as soon as we come on back, and we're going to have Bob Myers.
Is there any way we could have Ray lay under this scoreboard?
That's how they
down.
Knew exactly
I don't know that you can
hard,
fit me under that scoreboard.
Yeah.
I think we can.
We could fit all
why
of us under
try?
That scoreboard.
You could stand me up under it, but I don't think you could lay me down.
Damon Ratto and Kolsky here on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
I miss you guys.
Damon Ratto and Kolsky continues on 95.7 The Game.
We are over here at Chase Center. Our good friend Mark Spears sits down with us on Damon Ratto and Kolsky. We've got Bob Myers sitting down with us in a matter of minutes as well. So there's a few different ways this can go today, Mark Spears. I feel like Kuminga, a little bit more of a gamble because he's just so raw and they keep on talking about how they need someone to play right now.
Yeah.
I think that Franz Wagner is a little bit of a reach, but I guess
he's a shooter.
He's grown.
I saw him work out.
He's shooter. Here's the thing.
He's tall now.
Here's the deal, man. I don't know anybody in this building watches more Big Ten basketball than I do, and I didn't think Franz Wagner was like, oh, in the NBA, he's about to go crush it. Like, he's a little stiff knees and elbows to me. You know what I mean?
I can see him dropping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been talking about Josh Giddey, and that's why we had Andrew Bogut on. Do you see any scenario where Jalen Suggs slips past Masai Ujiri in Toronto?
No.
Fair enough.
That's an easy answer.
Fair enough.
We just saw Jalen Green's suit.
Oh.
He's ready.
It is very legit. I know that's a guy you know some things about, Mark. Looks like he's going to go number two. Do you think he's worth it?
He's the best player in the draft.
Wow.
Cade Cunningham, move over. Detroit's making a mistake.
No. I mean, I think there's the top four players are really good players. I just think Jalen's the best. I mean, but it's like, what, picking between Morton's and Ruth Chris, right? I mean, it's like, what steak you like better? They're both great steaks.
We're going to Morton's time, by the way.
Yeah, or Prowse prime rib.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's not a steak. That's a prime rib. It's different. That's another show.
You can get a steak there.
It's not a prime rib, not a steak.
It is steak, but it's not the same. It's a steakhouse and a place that serves prime rib are two different things. We have 3 minutes left so let's go.
he has. I told a GM. I said he has Kobe Bryant athleticism. He said no. He has better athleticism than Kobe. His work ethic is as good as most NBA stars. He would get up at 4:30 in the morning from prolific prep and drive to Danville to work out with Steph Curry. I think for a kid to go at 19 years old and be the first person to go in the G League and do well with that pressure and get better every single game. Like, he had over 20 points like 8 times out of 15 games in the G League. The G League's probably the second best league in the world.
Yeah.
And he's 19 doing this. So he has, to me, show-stopping, box office, athleticism, and he makes people better, and he's not a selfish dude.
He won't be there for the Warriors.
No.
So let's look at 7, okay. And let's really quickly look at 14, and then we're going to talk about this Russ story that Woj is saying. It's getting closer and closer to happening. Russ to the Lakers, you were on that 3 weeks ago. So what do you like at 14 for the Warriors?
I like a lot of guys, man. I like a lot of guys. I think that this team needs size, but if there's a really good shooter out there, definitely could use some more shooting. This team is just so guard heavy. They get beat up on the boards. If it's me, man, I go two bigs. Add some size to this small roster.
Is that an indictment on James Wiseman?
I think they need – I mean, he got to come out at some point. Like, when he comes out, they go to, a 6'7 center?
Yeah.
Come on, Looney's very tough, though. Come on.
He's all right.
Yeah,
I mean, but they just need more size. They got this small thing that everybody thought – I saw in the finals, like, size matters. Mm-hmm. Giannis finally figured out to take his butt in the post and score 50. You know, Ayton was a factor. Like, size matters. And I think this, if there's one thing this team – could really use, assuming everybody's healthy, certainly some more size.
If size is now the new market inefficiency and people are glomming onto it left and right, can the same be said of the mid-range jumper, that the revolution of three-point shooters may have come and gone, that it's always good to have one, but a really good mid-range shooter is now the next undervalued thing in this game?
I think the analytic guys had a bad finals. You had Giannis scoring in the post. You had Booker, Middleton, Chris Paul, Drew Holiday hitting mid-range jumpers. Like, the mid-range jumper was really – it's been valuable. It was valuable the whole postseason. So, I just shooting – like, USA Basketball showed you, like, if you're just going to live and die by the three, it could bite you. And so, I don't know, man. I'm old school guy or whatever, but I've always found value in the fact that the closer you are to the basket, the easier it is to make a shot.
All right, before we run out of time, you were on the Russ thing really early. Are the Lakers better with Russell Westbrook than they would have been with the four other guys in a draft pick?
Yeah, but they still need some shooting now. Badly.
Yeah.
I mean, LeBron and the Lakers wanted a point guard. I think Chris Paul was too hard, and I heard Russ wanted to go there. The thing I expected is Bill wanting out too. What I was told last week, if Bill wants out, Russ definitely wants out. But I think going back to L.A., wearing that Laker uniform, he probably grew up a Laker fan. He's from there. He does a lot in the community there. Like, going back home was probably too attractive. And LeBron, Jalen LeBron's going to get somebody.
So is all of a sudden Bradley Beal cool in Washington?
Yeah, he has 180 million reasons to be
he
cool.
He sure does. Is Dame Lillard going to retire a Portland Trail Blazer?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think he put them on notice. Well, but I don't know what they could do. What do they have that you could trade that's going to change everything?
Nothing.
It's a big swing. Hey, thank you so much for stopping on by. I know it's such a busy day, man. You are one of the best. The old footage you got of the couch stories that you've been telling, and they've been animating on the Undefeated.
I need some more funding. We got to get some more out.
Fantastic stuff. Keep
thank
it up,
brother.
Man. Great to see you.
Good to see you guys, too, man.
Mark Spears here on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.